My name's Patricia King. I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program because we're going to be talking about what it means to live under an open heaven. That means to live under the blessings of heaven each and every day of your life. Would you like that? Would you like to learn how to get a hold of the goodness of God and have the drenching of His goodness and blessings on your life and around your life and in your sphere of influence all the days of your life? You can. It's called living under an open heaven. You know, Jesus opened the heavens 2,000 years ago for us, and we're going to give you some practical teaching today on how you can posture yourself to live under the blessings. I remember years ago when I came to know Jesus and learned about His goodness, and every time I opened up the Bible, I read promise after promise after promise, and it was as if He was speaking them personally to me. And you know what? He was. And that's what He can do for you too. Have you been reading your Bible lately and asking the Holy Spirit to make God's love letter to you really alive and really vibrant to your heart? Why don't you do that? Read a little portion of the Bible each and every day, especially the New Testament. It's God's love letter to you. And in it, every blessing that you read about, every promise is yours. It has your name on it. And God wants you to enjoy His goodness. You see, in heaven, it's only goodness. Did you know that? There's not going to be any sickness. There's no disease. There's no sadness, no sorrow. There's no death. There's only good in God's holy environment. And so God wants you to live on the earth now as it is in heaven. And that's why Jesus taught us to pray, "Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." I want you to turn right now in your Bibles to Deuteronomy 28, because there's a promise for you in it. The scripture says, "The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand." That's right. The promise for you is that you will have a blessing of what is called the open heaven. And where the rain of God's blessing will come down upon you so powerfully that every single thing that you put your hand to will be blessed. You'll experience supernatural empowerment, downloads out of the heavenly places, angelic visitation, the accelerated presence of God. How would you like all of that? I remember when I got a handle on this passage, and I thought, "Lord, You're so good and You've promised me an open heaven. I'm going for it." And I even went around my property and put a line around my property. I took a big bottle of oil and went all around the perimeter of my property. And I said, "God, I only want blessing around my property. I want the open heaven to come upon this land, this house." And we just anointed everything. We got out on our balcony and started proclaiming the blessing of God over the property and said, "God, open the portals of glory over this house and over this land." And it was so amazing because after that time and we moved into the home, so many blessings came our way, even in the natural, in nature. You know, it had been in the backyard, nothing was growing, everything was dead. All of a sudden, everything started coming alive. Birds started coming into our yard and they were building their nests. In fact, we had a little, just recently, a dove built her nest in our lemon tree. And these two beautiful little doves were birthed out of that tree. But it was just like every day the birds would come and feast in the yard. And it was just blessing after blessing after blessing. Even nature confirmed the blessing of the Lord. And then, of course, we had the blessing of finances and the blessing of joy and hospitality and goodness. And there's joy and peace in our home. We had someone come just recently and they said, "I can't believe your home. There's so much peace in it. I feel the presence of peace." And that was from a person that didn't even walk very closely to the Lord, but they knew that there was something different about our home. And after we moved in, we started getting angelic visitation. In fact, we've had angelic visitation in every single home that we have lived in since we become a Christian. Why? Because of the blessing of God, because of the open heaven. Turn in your Bible to Genesis 28. There's a story in here about Jacob. It says that Jacob dreamed a dream. Now, I have a CD set called How Awesome Is This Place? And it is a great teaching on this particular verse of scripture and how Jacob, through a dream, was given insight into the reality of his connection to the heavenlies, and how the angels ascended and descended. They came from the heaven into the earth and from the earth up into the heaven. And there was this divine connection. And he realized that that connection was his place in God. And you are the dwelling place of the Lord now. And if Jesus lives in you, then those blessings from heaven can descend upon you. And he wants that for you. How would you like to, for the rest of your life, live in that level of goodness? Well, in Genesis 28, verse 12, it says, "Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your descendants." Now, when Jacob was having this dream and the heavens were open, all of a sudden he starts getting promises that are specific to him. When you live under the open heaven and you spend time with Jesus, he will give you specific promises for you and your house. And so the Lord continued to give him the promises. And then in verse 16, it says, "Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." You know, we have an open heaven over us if we know the Lord, but if we're not aware of it, if we're not consciously focused on it or aware of it, we might miss some of the blessings. He said, "The Lord was in this place, and I didn't even know it until my heart was awakened to it." Well, God wants to awaken your understanding, wants to give you revelation about how you are living under an open heaven. Also, turn in your Bibles to John, the book of John, and chapter 1. And Jesus was speaking with Nathanael, and he told Nathanael, actually, that he had seen him under the fig tree, and that kind of like freaked Nathanael out. He says, "How did you know that?" You know, sometimes when we're out doing street ministry and we'll prophesy over an unsafe person, they'll say, "You're freaking me out. How did you know that?" Well, we didn't know it outside of what God showed us, but he revealed it to us. And that's what happened with Nathanael that day with Jesus. Well, then Jesus said to Nathanael in verse 51, he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Jesus was teaching Nathanael that the heavens are open over him. Now, if Jesus is in you and the heavens are open over Jesus, and the Lord is at the top of the ladder and inside of you in the earth, that means you have a divine connection under an open heaven where the goodness of God can be revealed to you. Do you know what angels do? They bring messages from God to the people. They empower, they bless, they encourage, they come alongside of, they bring miracle provision. You want lots of angels in your midst. And Jesus said that the angels ascend and descend upon the Son of Man. Jesus, he is in you. And he is also at the right hand of the Father. He is your divine connection for this heavenly glory, this portal of heavenly glory that is opened over your life. We're going to take a break right now. And we'll be right back, though, because in the second part of this program, I want to teach you how you can posture yourself to live under the open heaven and experience it. We'll be right back.
You were created for blessing. Learn to live in the blessing zone with Patricia King's new book, In the Zone. It's time to shift into a place of even greater abundance. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer 117 or go online at xpmedia.com. Purchase In the Zone on sale now for only $20, and you'll also receive Opening Portals of Glory, a worship CD by Patricia King and Steve Swanson. Order now.
Supernatural marriage and matchmaking. You'll want to be at that event for sure, whether you're married or whether you want to be married. God's going to supernaturally strengthen, fortify, and bless marriages. He's going to heal those who have had marriage tragedies. We're going to have Chris Valentin, Stephanie Herzog, and Dr. Dan Wilson and myself talking about marriage, covenant relationship, and even singles looking for the right one. We'll see you at the event, Supernatural Marriage and Matchmaking.
Breaker Team Partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Well, welcome back. And I know that you're back for this second part of the program because you want to know how you can posture your life to receive all the blessings that God wants to pour out upon you, just like rain. So that's what we're going to discuss in this portion, is exactly how do we obtain these promises? How do we position ourselves for the rain of His blessing? In Psalm 24, it gives us a key here. And the first thing that we're going to look at is the purity of our lives. And it says in Psalm 24, verse 3, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation." So it speaks of a people who have a pure heart for God and clean hands. Now, we all make mistakes, right? I've made mistakes in my life, and you've made mistakes, and you know, the Bible says that everything that is not of faith is sin. So there are issues that we have to deal with. If we want to live under the open heaven of God's blessings, we have to walk in a pure lifestyle. Now, in Matthew 3, it speaks about the baptism of water that John came with. And he said in verse 11, he says, "As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who comes after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." So John the Baptist came preaching a message of repentance, which means to turn away from sin. The scripture says all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so all of us have. So what do we do about it? We repent. That's what John the Baptist said. When you do something wrong, you turn away. You receive forgiveness. You turn away from your sin. And so Jesus came to John and said, "I want you to baptize me." But John perceived that Jesus was the Messiah, and he said, "I can't baptize you. I'm not worthy to baptize you. You haven't sinned. How can I baptize you? I'm a mere man who has sinned like everyone else. How can I baptize you? Because you are absolutely holy." And Jesus said, "You do it anyways, because I want to fulfill all righteousness." So it was part of fulfilling the mandate to cover all of our sins was for Jesus to take the waters of baptism for repentance, even though he didn't have anything to repent from. You know why he did it? He did it for you. He did it identificational repentance. He took your place, took the waters of baptism, and look what happened when he came out of the waters, as this act of repentance did something. It says in verse 16, "After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. You see the correlation between repentance and the open heaven? Jesus did this identificational repentance, and as soon as he did, the heavens opened. If you want to live under an open heaven, you have to live with purity of heart. And so when you make mistakes, you take the power of Jesus that's been given to you to enable you to repent, and you say, I'm turning away from my sin. Jesus, forgive me. Now, the moment you do that, you're forgiven. The moment you turn from your sin and receive that forgiveness, you don't have to beg for forgiveness, and you don't have to feel all self-condemned. You just go to the Lord and receive what you need, because he's already done the work for you. You just have to receive that by faith. And then the heavens will open, and the Spirit of God will come upon you in greater power than ever before. Now, the next posture is a posture of obedience. And so turn in your Bibles, if you have them, to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I love this chapter. I've read Deuteronomy 28 for years. I love it because the first 12 verses are all about these blessings that will come upon you and overtake you if you follow God. Isn't that amazing? I mean, just think of blessings coming upon you and overtaking you. You know, it's just like on a football field when you see someone come and tackle the player that has the ball, and they just come on them from behind and bring them down and pile up on them. That's the connotation of what that means, to be overtaken with blessing. That's why I love this chapter so much. But it gives the criteria for having these blessings come upon you and overtake you. And one of the blessings listed here is in verse 12 that speaks about the open heaven. And it says this in verse 2, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. And so obedience is an important posture to receive the blessings of God. And we have this wonderful example in Jesus Christ, who obeyed every bit of the law, every ordinance, everything perfectly. And so we can draw on his obedience because he did it for us. But when the Holy Spirit leads you to do something or quickens a passage of Scripture to you, if you obey it, the heavens will open. I remember one time with an offering, the Lord put it on my heart to give an amount of money, and it was way big. It was a big amount of money. In fact, it was going to totally empty out our bank account. And I thought, for real? You want me to give that much? For real? And I thought, okay, I want to obey you. And I just obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. Well, I know what the Bible says about the blessings of God. It says, if you sow, you will reap, and you'll always reap more than what you sow. So I took that offering and prayed over the check and said, Lord, I believe you, and in obedience, I'm going to give this amount. And we honestly didn't have very much at that time, but we gave everything that we had. We emptied out everything that we had at the time, and just out of obedience did it. Well, within no time, everything turned for us. The heavens opened. Financial blessing came back to us. Why? Because we obeyed what God told us to do. Every time I've obeyed the Lord, even if it looked like there would be an easier way if I did something different, if I did the opposite of what the Lord's word said to do, it might seem to be a little bit easier for a while, but in the end, it wouldn't bring the blessing. Anytime you obey God, you will be blessed. Now, let me show you another one, and this is a key, and some of you might love this, and others of you might hate this, because it seems to be a sensitive area for a lot of people. But it's involving the tithe. And I just want you to look at what the Scripture says about the open heaven in regards to the tithe. I personally love tithing. I did from the time that I became a Christian. The word tithe means 10%. And in the Bible, we see the very first time the tithe was ever given to God was through Abraham. God never asked Abraham to give him 10% of all that he had. Abraham just wanted to. He made the decision on his own, out of his love for God and out of his faith, to give 10% to God. And so he prepared the 10% and he gave it to God's priest Melchizedek. And that was the very first mention of the tithe. Well, God liked it so much. He enjoyed that expression so much that he actually put it in the law later on through Moses, because it touched his heart and opened greater blessings over Abraham's life. Do you see the nature of the tithe? The tithe opens the heavens. It did for Abraham, and it can for you. Now, in the book of Malachi, we see God saying very clearly, this is God's word being spoken through the prophet, and he said this: bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. The storehouse is where you get fed, where the food is that feeds you spiritually. You know, it might be your local church, or it might be a ministry that feeds you. That's where you bring the tithe to the Lord. The tithe doesn't belong to a church. It doesn't belong to a ministry. It actually belongs to the Lord, but we bring it to that storehouse so that there can be distribution of the Lord's goodness to the people of God. Bring the whole tithe, the 10%, into the storehouse so that there may be food, spiritual food, in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven or the portals of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. In fact, in some versions, it says, until you can't contain it. It's beyond what you can contain. You know, I've actually experienced that, where there's so much blessing that comes upon us that we say, we can't contain it. And so we have to get extra help, and we have to hire on extra people in order to handle all the blessing that is coming our way. Isn't that a wonderful situation to be in? It's part of living under the open heaven, is your financial blessing. And it also says that God, if we're tithing, will rebuke the devourer for us. We don't even have to do spiritual warfare. All we have to do is tithe, and God himself will rebuke the devourer for us because of the open heaven that comes through the tithe. I love it. Now, our program's just about finished now, and I'm going to have to wrap this up. There's many more ways that we can posture ourselves to receive the open heaven, such as the power of praise. Do you know that you can open the heaven over your life through praise and thanksgiving? I've seen, you know, sometimes in the midst of a lot of adversity and struggle, I'll just rise up and I'll start praising God in the midst of it. And I'll say, oh, Lord, I praise you. I exalt you. And I just look up into the glory of heaven and praise God for the fullness of who he is. And the heavens open. Another one is being in a posture of prayer and being able to receive from God out of a life of prayer and supplication. And he will give you the answers to your prayer because he's given you invitation to. Oh, there's many other ways that you can posture yourself to receive the blessings. We cover those things in the Glory School and in different teachings that we have in my book called In the Zone. But I want to challenge you to live in the glory of God under the open heaven. God loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you to enjoy the fullness of all that he has for you. Live big in Jesus.
You were created for blessing. Learn to live in the blessing zone with Patricia King's new book, In the Zone. It's time to shift into a place of even greater abundance. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer 117, or go online at xpmedia.com. Purchase In the Zone on sale now for only $20, and you'll also receive Opening Portals of Glory, a worship CD by Patricia King and Steve Swanson. Order now.
Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
I I have a word for a woman who's living in England, in fact, around the London area, and your name is Kira. Your background is Middle Eastern, and you've got some family from Pakistan. But what the word is that you've been going through a very, very difficult time. It has to do with your marriage. You have children, and you have a husband who has been very emotionally abusive, not only to you, but to one of your children as well. And you live with put-downs, and you've been very oppressed and feeling very depressed, and you just kind of put on this program, and you're thinking, wow, if only I could live under that open heaven. Jesus is reaching out to you right now, and he's saying, would you receive him as your God? Not like a religious form, but as your personal God. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your deliverer. And even though you're living in a very difficult situation, he can bring light and glory into your life. He wants to transform you and your situation, and he can. But first of all, you need to make him your God. And so if you could just say, Jesus, become my God, he will hear you. Ask him to make himself real to you. If you need convincing, he will. And then a new life begins. He will give you the wisdom that you need to come out of the situation that you're in complete victory. He will. And so, Father, I pray for Kira right now, and I ask that you would surround her with your goodness and surround her with angels and protection, and that one child that she's been concerned about as well. And I pray for her husband, Lord God, that he will change his attitude and change the way he treats them, and that you would give her wisdom that she might know exactly what to do in this crisis situation. Kira, the Lord wants you to know that he really, really does love you. I'm also getting a word for another mother, actually, who's got a child home with, it's almost like a measles virus, but it's not exactly measles, it's something like it. And you've been really concerned, and you've been up in the night, and you're very, very tired, and you're worried. And in Jesus' name, I break the power of that worry off of you right now. That's it. It's lifting. In fact, you just felt the refreshment of the Lord coming upon you. That is Jesus refreshing you. And your child's going to be fine. Your child's going to be fine. In fact, right now, a fever is breaking, and everything's going to turn around together for good. And so be assured that God has his hand on this situation, and that the healing power and the refreshing power of Jesus is all over your child and you.
You can help Patricia King reach millions with the love of God by donating to the new Studio Building Fund. Partner with us today. Donate online at xpmedia.com or call 866-980-5464.